When politicians mention Main Street USA, they evoke one people and one place. But there are more than 10,466 streets named Main in the United States. Here in Kansas City, our Main Street stretches from the River Market through downtown and past the Plaza. Along this corridor, you'll find giants such as Hallmark and the Federal Reserve, destinations such as Starbucks and Gates, and jewels like the Unicorn and Davies Uptown. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and on today's Central Standard, we celebrate the Main Street Corridor and look at how a streetscape project is changing the look and feel of Maine. From lighting to planter boxes to street signs and those bike patrols in red jackets, we'll hear how area businesses are working together to improve the look and safety of this historically significant thoroughfare. That's all ahead on Central Standard, but first, the news. Good morning, Kansas City. During our presidential campaign seasons, there's always talk about Main Street versus Wall Street. But here in Kansas City, our Main Street is home to big business and small business, to restaurants, to empty storefronts, to theaters, and payday lending shops. If you've taken a look at our Main Street lately, you might have noticed some cosmetic changes between the Plaza and Armor Boulevard that community leaders hope will shape the way we do business and live our lives on the Main Street corridor. This is Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Our guests are Diane Burnett, Executive Director of Maine Corps, and Fred Wells, Director of Property and Asset Management at American Century, one of the larger businesses on Main Street. Welcome to Central Standard, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Now, what made you want to undertake this project on Main Street, the beautification of the Main Street corridor?
Well, what we wanted to do was make Main Street a show that we care, make the folks that travel through Main Street think that there are people in the community that really want to be here, really want to be a part of it, and also to beautify it, because then that kind of, you know, off the whole broken windows theory, it makes people show that we are a part of this community.
So how did this idea unfold?
Well, Main Corps is just turning 30 years old. And over the time, we've been working on ways to make Main Street a better place for everybody. And how did we get to this point was, well, let's figure out a way to attract business, to work with the neighborhoods and partner with the community. We worked on land use and development plans. So we talk about what should the use be. We talk about streetscaping, streetscape being how we look at the sidewalks. We do the public right-of-way, street trees, the lighting, landscaping, historic elements, and all those kind of things.
Is there a walkthrough process where you evaluate what makes a street walkable, what makes a street safe, what makes a street beautiful?
There are all kinds of ways in city planning and styles that you would plan a street, and one of them is to make it a more walkable environment. Walkability makes it a less crime, makes it more attractive, and makes it a better place for everybody, and also raises the taxes because people go there because they want to be there.
And we'll talk more about that during the course of this program. Fred, how do businesses get involved to work together to make these changes and work in tandem with the city and groups such as Main Corps?
Well, I could I'll answer that, but I wanted to back up just for a minute. When you ask that question of Diane, our perspective or mine, I have a little different perspective of that being on Main Street, where we are at 45th and Main. The original was involved with the developer originally developing that property, and we did that. And then at that point, Main Corps, I think, worked more on land use review and building review, and it seemed to be more of a plan review type of situation. But eventually it evolved into the things Diane's talking about. But for us, what it does is we look at it as that it makes the entire Main Street corridor lively. There are more people. It brings the people out. The businesses improve. And I think that's really what the background of that is to try to improve the businesses. And eventually it kind of metastasized into let's make it more friendly for pedestrians as well.
Diane, for folks who don't live in the urban core, the KC metro area, the city, if you will, and Fred, you can jump in on this too. Remind us about what makes Main Street so special, not only to Midtown, historically and today, but to the city at large.
It's the place where you're connected to everything. It is the street that brings you from one point to another point. Whether you're in Kansas City or any other metropolitan area, if you're on a main street, you know that that's a very important street, that that's where the city began. That's the street that ties a lot of things together. It's where there's community, there's culture, and there's connections all in one particular area.
Historically, Ed, what are some of the most significant events to happen along the street?
I would say that it was the plan review, and it was to make sure that the things that were going on the Main Street tied to Main Street with a larger plan. I think the second thing was you developed a what we call a CID, Community Improvement District, which was it takes a lot of the real estate taxes or a piece of the real estate taxes for the people up and down Main Street and puts it toward Dan, you'll have to help me, but I think we call them the red shirts, but there's security. And so that money goes to via Main Corps, and they actually hire these folks. And so there's security. They look for graffiti. They try to keep the street clean. And that's a big improvement. People along up and down Main Street and all the businesses are very thankful for that. I think the next thing was the street improvement, the actual streetscape improvements from Crown Center, which they'll eventually be from Crown Center through 45th Street, and then up and down 43rd Street from, is it Warwick to Broadway?
Yes. Yep.
So that's significant.
But right about now, it's pretty much the Plaza area or the North Plaza area going up that hill there toward Armour Boulevard. Tell us what we're seeing
with
these improvements.
What you see now, phase one was 38th to 44th, and then along 43rd Street from J.C. Nichols Parkway, which is Broadway, over to Oak. And then phase two is 38th to 34th, which is just north of Armour Boulevard. Those are both similar, all of those phases with street trees, pedestrian lighting, historic elements. There's medallions. We're putting a time capsule in the ground next Tuesday. We're dedicating a plaza. We're creating areas where people want to gather outside. And then from 34th Street down to Pershing Road is where our next level or phase would be. And what we're trying to talk about there is maybe preparing ourselves for possibly a streetcar someday. And so how are we going to address that when they're coming from Pershing, going up that hill that's kind of a tunnel today? We want to think about a way to make that more welcoming. And how could we do that with streetscape?
What is the first step in a project of this magnitude? What do you decide to do first?
Money. Figure out how you're going to pay for it.
Of course. And how did you figure out in this case?
We were very, very lucky. What we did was we had our land use plan adopted by the city. We also had a streetscape plan adopted by the city. And we had very strong support from our elected officials in the 4th District and the mayor. And what we were able to do was get what's called PIAC dollars, the city's public improvement dollars, to design it so we could actually see what it's exactly supposed to look like. And then the Federal Reserve Bank chose to move into our area, and we were able to approach them. They moved into a TIF district, a tax increment financing, and we were able to capture those dollars, and that's how we were able to pay for it. So all of these improvements that are on Main Street have been funded either by TIF or PIAC dollars.
We've been discussing the cosmetic changes in the streetscape along Main Street in Midtown. Our guests are Diane Burnett, Executive Director of Main Corps, and Fred Wells, Director of Property Asset Management at American Century. We have a slideshow of photos showing these improvements on our website at kcur.org. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. We're discussing the aesthetic adjustments, if you will, along Main Street in Midtown Kansas City. That is just one phase of a more pervasive cleaning up of Main Street and Main Street beautification. Our guests are Diane Burnett, Executive Director of Main Corps, and Fred Wells, Director of Property Asset Management at American Century, one of the larger businesses on Main Street here in the city. Kansas City, what makes our Main Street so special? Have you seen it change? And what changes have you seen in the last 30 years? Please post your comments on our website at kcur.org. And if you get them in, we'll be glad to read them. And I'll pose that question to both of you now, Diane and Fred. What makes Main Street special to you as individuals? Diane?
I've lived in and around the area of Main Street probably for the last 30 years of my life, and I think that it's incredibly important. I love living in the denser populated areas where I can walk places, take the bus places, where I don't have to get in my car and drive or be in big surface parking lots. To be a part of the neighborhood, to where you're part of the community. I never really grew up on a farm or any kind of urban or suburban rural areas. So I really love being there. And I owned a small business in Kansas City for 17 years. And that's how I got involved with Maine Corps. I had a business on Main Street. And we couldn't do anything about what was happening from the doorway to the vehicle, but we could serve great product and give great service, but our store wasn't able to survive.
Muddy's Coffee House. Right?
Yes, it was Muddy's Coffee House.
Great coffee.
Thank you. Tell us
about your fondest memories being a business owner on Main Street.
Being a part of the neighborhood, the diversity of what walks in the door, which I thought was incredibly important, and what we've tried to instill into my children today is that just because someone doesn't look like you, walk like you, or talk like you doesn't mean that they don't have a right to be at certain places. And we want to encourage folks of all types to be able to be a part of its community.
Fred, what are your fondest memories of Main Street?
For personal purposes of me liking to be on Main Street is similar to what Diane mentioned. It's the energy, it's the people, it's the places you can go and see. I live in a suburban environment, but I work in an urban, more urban environment, which is attractive to me, and it's attractive to most of the folks that I work with. Maybe for me the fondest memories, and this goes back, and we haven't talked history, but I work at 45th and Main. Originally, that was a Cousins Furniture, a Brobelia liquor store, a Clark's gas station, and some buildings, I think apartment buildings. Across the street, where the Marriott is today, was the Wishbone Restaurant. So if you're familiar with the Wishbone salad dressing, that's where it came from. So my memories are that, and then the Hilton was still there, and it had a restaurant called the Contiki Room, and I remember it being Polynesian. And now I work there. So now we have built a building down there. I work in that area, and so it brings back a lot of memories for me when I was young.
Now, Fred, getting back to the technical aspects of this improvement, the financing, the tax increment financing to be specific, it's been under fire lately because of what has happened over in the Power and Light, but this improvement project is an example of how that TIF can actually work. Yep. Tell us about that.
Yeah, TIF, tax increment financing, has been, and I think under fire, as you say. And there were two TIFs involved in the street shape improvement. And how it works is there's a piece of the real estate taxes from a development that go into, and I will call it a sinking fund. They basically go in year after year. And they can be split up into different things, some back to the infrastructure of the development, some to potentially the neighborhood or improvements. In the case of this recent project, streetscape improvements that we've talked about earlier, there were two TIFs involved in that, the 43rd Street TIF and then the Southtown, Diane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Southtown TIF. And each of those had a portion of the money that was being set aside from the real estate taxes going into this year after year after year. And it was designated to do certain things. A piece of that were the streetscape improvements. Another piece was on the 43rd Street TIF were, I guess, appropriated for South Moreland, the residential district. They were able to take that money and put it toward facade improvements to the residential, sidewalk improvements and repair and plant trees throughout, I think, from not quite 39th Street up to 45th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And from Maine to
Gillam.
Is one of the main differences here the lack of outside developers being involved in this project?
Which, the TIFs or the
right,
streetscape?
The TIFs, right.
And
how they work.
What we try to do is when somebody's looking at doing a development in and around our area is we try to bring to the table public purpose. So we try to get that idea in their mind that we understand that there's a gap probably with a developer or something they possibly need to help make their development work. So what we try to do is encourage good public purpose within their TIFs. And we've been very successful with the TIF commissions and working with their cities of talking to them about ways to create housing programs to make infrastructure improvements that benefit everybody, not just particularly the developer.
Now, speaking of public purpose, tell us about why Main Corps was established.
Main Corps was established in 1981 with the merging of two organizations, one called Westport Tomorrow and an organization that was the Main Street Merchants Association. There was a development that was going to occur at 39th and Main. There was a historic building there called the Werby Building. And the developer needed to have a non-for-profit partner. And it was kind of designed as partnership by the city. And this developer, his name was Steve Block, from Block & Company, Block Real Estate Services. And what they were going to do was redevelop this site, and they needed this partner. So they created this, merged those two organizations, created Main Core as a 501c3 and a CDC, which means that we were able to be a public partner in a
community development corporation, mm-hmm. CDC,
yes.
For yes. Those who may not know. How does beefing up the streetscape make the street safer and more walkable? Lanterns, signage, things of that nature?
People make people safe. And that's the first thing, most important. So if you make people want to walk on their sidewalks, we eliminate parking problems. We eliminate crime issues because they're there. People, they're the eyes and the ears of the street. The police department are there to help us, but they can't help. They can't eliminate crime. So what we can do is we can just put people out there. And, of course, lighting it up, that's always the first thing. There was only lights on one side of the street when we started this project, and now we actually have street lights on both sides and pedestrian-level lighting.
We've been discussing streetscape improvements along Main Street with our guests here today, live in the studio, Diane Burnett, Executive Director at Main Core, and Fred Wells, Director of Property Asset Management at American Century, one of the larger businesses along the Main Street corridor. We have a slideshow of photos showing these improvements on our website at kcur.org, where you can also comment about what Main Street means to you. What's being called the main event will happen Tuesday, May 1st between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. at 40th and Main, and it will celebrate 30 years of Main Core, featuring a ribbon cutting and some 30-year time capsule ceremony, which we'll get into today on this program. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. As you may have read on our website at kcur.org or in the Kansas City Star or through word of mouth, our dear friend Walt Bodine is heading into full retirement, and we're celebrating him this week with some special programming. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. we'll be digging into some archived recordings and airing a special Walt Bodine documentary. Then on Friday, April 27th at 10 a.m., tune in to celebrate Walt's contributions to Kansas City as he enters full retirement. Love you, Walt. Speaking of Kansas City institutions, we're discussing the civic improvements along Main Street. Our guests are Diane Burnett, Executive Director of Main Core, and Fred Wells, Director of Property Asset Management at American Century, which is based on Main Street. Kansas City, what makes our Main Street so special? Have you seen changes in the last 30 years? What changes would you like to see? Post your comments on our website at kcur.org. Already we have comments from Roxanne on Facebook, who says that the work that Main Core and Diane are doing along Main Street is incredibly transformative and should be looked at as a model for urban corridor transformations. On Twitter, at KCUR at CST, SoxLoverCL writes, "It's better than looking at empty buildings and payday loan offices as a Midtowner. I like seeing pride in our streets." So there's some comments coming in via the internet on this special broadcast. How important is Main Street, Diane, to our town, and how does improving the signage and the lighting and the landscaping on the street help the entire community?
Well, that's an easy question to answer. Thanks for the comments from the public, because I appreciate everyone's commitment to Main Street. We always refer to Main Street as Kansas City's Main Street. It's not just ours. It's not just our neighborhood. It is Kansas City's Main Street, and it is a major connection to lots of very important destinations in Kansas City. One of the things that we thought was incredibly important was that we have two major destinations, the downtown and the plaza. And if we can make Main Street the best it can possibly be, if someone's driving in their car or if they're visiting and they look outside their window and they see something gold-plated, if we could possibly get to that point, they would feel like they should come back. Like if they were here for work or a conference, they would say, oh, I'm going to get my family and we're going to go back there. That was an awesome place. I want to go visit that new business or whatever it was. And so we thought that this is what we could do to make the positive experience.
And not only if you're driving in your car, but also if you are biking.
Right.
Tell us about the improvements being made to make it more safe.
One of the things that we included within our streetscape was to make sure that we're a more walkable, bike-friendly place. If we can encourage people to ride their bicycle or walk to businesses, then that would eliminate the need for vehicles to parking, all those big surface parking lots, and we can actually get better businesses or new buildings in those locations. Use the public transit. Ride the MAX. We have bike racks now throughout the project. Of course, then we have more walkability. But the bike racks were put in because if we want to encourage things like that, encourage people to ride their bike, you have to provide certain levels of services in order for those to happen.
Diane, go ahead, Fred.
I was going to add to that about the why is it important to the community. It's like if you build it, they will come. And so whether the people are there or they're not there and the development and redevelopment's there or it's not there, both of them attract each other. So the actual community itself and where people live and what they want to do is attractive. It becomes attractive. So you can it's kind of a synergistic thing.
And we just heard from some of our listeners about the pride that these types of projects instill in people who live in these communities and encourage more people to get out. And speaking of which, Diane, you've been at all levels of community activism and small business ownership. How much input did neighborhood associations affect these changes that are taking place on Main Street?
My personal way of managing the organization that I do is there is nothing I wouldn't do unless I make sure that the neighborhoods are a part of this process. They're at the table, I have their buy-in, or we wouldn't let a business come in, or we don't have the authority to do that. But if something was going to be a nuisance to the community, we would work with everybody to make sure that it's a good thing. We want everything to be a positive, and so we want that neighborhood to be at that table at all times, everyone in the community.
Was there a central goal or a common theme that kept coming up in early discussions in planning this project that people wanted to see to happen?
Well, there was a lot of things came up in the beginning. One of the things were, why are we doing this? Who's going to take care of it? That's the biggest question a lot of times is who's going to take care of any public improvements, because the city is a city doesn't have any, they have their own challenges financially. Who's going to be able to take care of these public improvements? And so that was a big one. And then there was a lot of fear that we were going to try to make Main Street look like the suburbs. Are we going to make it look like a really great place for everybody?
And another addition people may have noticed along Main Street are the public safety staff in red jackets. Tell us about the red jackets and what their role is beyond the colorful jackets.
I sure will. They're a community improvement district, which Fred had spoken to in the beginning about how we get the financing for that. It's a clean and safe program. We have folks out there pushing barrels that remove graffiti. We look for code violations. We try to make it a safer pathway for everybody. And then it's Class A certified security guards that are on the bicycles and segways.
Diane Burnett, Executive Director of Main Corps, and Fred Wells, Director of Property Asset Management at American Century, have been telling us about the improvements on Main Street and those nifty red jackets. We have a slideshow, a photo showing these civic improvements along Main Street on our website at kcur.org. I'm Jabalani LaFall. This is Central Standard. When we return, we'll hear more about a time capsule project on Main Street. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. We've been talking about civic improvements along Main Street with our guests, Diane Burnett, an executive director of Main Corps, and Fred Wells, director of property asset management at American Century, located on Main Street. We have a note in from Ralph via Facebook. He says, many of the new planters and light posts make it harder for wheelchair-bound individuals to move freely along the sidewalks there on Main Street. Diane, do you want to speak to that? We have a comment from a listener about the improvements on Main Street.
I sure can. One of the goals that we wanted to do was take back some of the right-of-way. There was some improvements that happened on the private side and took away some of the sidewalk. What we've done is actually made the sidewalk wider. We work very closely with the Whole Person, which is an advocate agency that helps with persons with disabilities. They are actually moving their headquarters to Main Street, so I think that's a good sign for us. And the other is we wanted to make sure that we're completely compliant with all ADA requirements, so it's clearly walkable, and there's a clear path. At least I think it's 4 feet. Whatever the ADA requirements are, we have met all of those guidelines.
So you have met the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act, we should say.
Absolutely.
What ADA is. Main Street seems to have a red hue now. Just the big red M's along Main Street. What was behind that design? Why red?
Red is a very recognizable color. It stands out very strongly. When we chose to create the Community Improvement District, we put the staff in bright red shirts and black slacks. We wanted them to look very professional and very clean lines and also be very visible from far distances. And so we thought the color red would be very good. And then as we started doing the planning for the streetscape, the red just kind of moved along into that, and now red seems to be our color for Main Street.
Will you continue to paint the town red?
I believe we are. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs are red. We've got a lot of great things that are red, so sure.
And speaking of that, what do you have in mind for the next phase of the improvements going toward Crown Center, headed north on Main Street?
We want to be prepared for a streetcar. So we want to talk about ways that we can calm down that hill to make it a more walkable place to attract that streetcar as it goes up towards the Midtown area from Union Station. We want to address that park. We think that Penn Valley Park is one of the most incredible parks in Kansas City, and so we want to make sure that hillside and that the sidewalks on both sides of the street and make it more a friendly place.
Now, you're doing a time capsule project. What will that entail, and what are you putting inside the time capsule for Main Street?
That is the hardest project I think I've ever done in my life. What do you put in a time capsule? You know, we are 30 years old. We've tried to collect things over the past 30 years that were significantly important. But then again, what we thought was when someone opens a time capsule in 30 years, what do they want to see? They don't want to see 60 years ago. They want to see 30 years ago. So it was like, okay, so let's try to capture right now. So we've got like a yearbook from the local schools in and around the area. We've got the Cristo Rey. We're working with them to get a photo of all of their seniors this year. We want to get a Royals t-shirt, a Chiefs t-shirt, a bus pass, because, you know, maybe the buses won't be there. Some people have said maybe a cell phone. You know, we have all of these inputs, and it's like, well, what is most important to stick in a time capsule? I look to you.
A cell phone.
Give me advice.
A cell phone, perhaps, with pictures of the Main Street improvements put in.
We will have video on a thumb drive because we figured they would be able to still be able to extract that information of the street, the way it looks today, because what will it be in 30 years? We don't know.
And that's an interesting enough question. What will it be in 2042? What changes do you see? Open up your crystal ball there, Fred.
I see you mentioned that the streetcar, and I'm glad you brought that up, but I see if the streetcar goes, and I'm not sure what facades and what buildings will look like and so on in 30 years, but I certainly see Main Street as being very vibrant with a lot of folks up and down the street making it more of the urban environment that it needs to be and should be. So I see it very active.
Do you think we'll finally get our jetpacks and flying cars that we all thought would happen this century?
I have no idea.
Aaron writes on a Facebook page, great story and interviews about Main Street. Love seeing my city improving and watching Kansas City become a place for people to visit and for us Kansas Citians to be proud of. On Twitter, Casey Lightrail tweets, I walk Plaza Westport to downtown from time to time, usually side streets, but improvements on Main are welcome and designed for streetcars. And we live in a streetcar legacy, and it's a contentious issue, mm-hmm. but how do you get around that?
Well, Main Street was built with streetcars in the first place. So everything historically was built this way. We want to build it back like that. We want the buildings to be built to the street. We want that helps walkable activity to happen. So everything we want to think about is to encourage possibly a more sophisticated transit system.
And what's the idea of making the future look more like the past? What do you hope to get out of that?
You know, it worked really well back then. We had a lot of businesses. If you look at some of the historic photos or paintings of downtowns, whether it was Kansas City or any other city, it looked kind of chaotic. And for some reason, commerce was going very well. So I thought, well, let's try to get it back to that, to where it's a place where people want to go, spend their money, and have a good time.
Are you soliciting public comments on the next phases of the Main Street corridor?
Absolutely. As we've done all phases, we always have public meetings, and we try to get input from the stakeholders in and around the area that will be immediately affected, but we also go completely to the public and host a lot of those town halls.
Fred, what would be the role of the business interests going forward as the next phase of these improvements continue on down Main Street?
I think it's kind of dependent on what the phase is and what the funding needs to be, and not knowing that. They need to step up. The businesses need to be involved in this, and that's how a lot of this gets started in the first place. I wanted to back up to your question on the jetpacks.
Right, because that's what's really important.
I tend to think that the streetcar, we look back at the streetcar and bringing it in, I think that will be a throwback that will continue to be successful even in the future.
We've been talking about Main Street improvements, past, present, and future, along the corridor of our main thoroughfare here in Kansas City. What's being called the main event will happen on May 1st between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m. at 40th and Main, and will celebrate 30 years of Main Corps, and it'll feature a ribbon cutting and, as we discuss, a 30-year time capsule ceremony. Diane Burnett and Fred Wells, thank you for joining us here today on Central Standard.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.